Morning, everybody. My name is Ehud Soriano. I'm an olive oil consultant and a head of the Israeli official tasting panel of olive oils, recognized by COI. And I will have a little presentation about classification of olive oils. Sorry, I'm... But classification of olive oil, which kind of has to be, well, a lot of disinformation about what is an olive oil, what is a good olive oil, what is bad, and when we buy olive oil, what is the classification we are looking for. So, first of all, it's not working. But, so, I will talk from here. What is an olive oil? Olive oil is... obtains only from olives, okay? So when we have olive oil mixed with other oils, it cannot be called olive oil, okay? Only olive oil, only a product that is only from olives can be called olive oil. And any mixture we have is not olive oil. So if you see in the market an olive oil mixed, and sometimes it's written, an olive oil mixed with, I don't know, canola oil, soybean oil, and so on. The phrase olive oil is not according to regulations. It cannot be called in any mean. It cannot be on the label, olive oil. Okay, so cold pressed olive oil is what we are using, well, generally at home, because really it has all the components of the health components and the health ingredients we are searching when we are using olive oil, and is obtained only by mechanical means, meaning in an olive meal with no chemical additives. So any solvents or any purification, bleaching materials are not allowed in cold press. These additives, that's chemical additives and bleaching materials, clean the oil and make it completely flat. It takes all the taste, all the flavor, all the aromas out of the oil, and with it all the health ingredients, the antioxidants, the phytosterols, the vitamins inside the oil, takes everything out. So we have an olive oil that is, it has no odor, no taste, but it has no health benefits either. Refined olive oil, on the contrary, is that refined has a really nice assumption. When we think about something, it's refined, it's like better than just fine. Actually refined, when we're talking about olive oil, is an olive oil made by chemical means. It's been heated, it's been bleached, it's been deoxidized, so all a caustic soda, okay, to just deoxidize it, so it will be completely flat with no nothing live inside it, and of course it's allowed for consumption, but it has no health benefits whatsoever. Okay. So what are cold press olive oils? We have the extra virgin olive oil, which is has low acidity and low peroxide value. And the main and the most important thing is it has no defects. Okay, and this is really important, because when we are tasting olive oil as in a panel test, we assume that if it's extra virgin, it has low acidity. But many times, extra virgin olive oil has defects, and those taste defects are not allowing these oils to be extra virgin. So it's very important, the two, acidity level, of course, peroxide value, and no defects. The other one is virgin olive oil, and it's written on the label, virgin olive oil. Virgin olive oil has slight more acidity, and it has light defect. Light defect means that most people would not notice this defect. So it's allowed for consumption, but it still has a defect, so it cannot be in a high category like extra virgin olive oil. Ordinary is, in the European Union, it's not allowed for consumption. In the rest of the world, it is. But it has a significant defect, and it has relatively high acidity, and therefore, it cannot be sold for consumption as it is. It has to be mixed with other oils. Usually, it's refined olive oils. So you get low amount of ordinary olive oil because it has really strong defect and it has very high acidity, and you mix it with a lot of refined oil, so you get almost no the acidity level is really very, very low, and you have almost no taste at all. Okay, but you can use your the ordinary olive oil as well, and the Lampante olive oil has a very strong defect and very high acidity. Therefore, it's not allowed for consumption at all in any country in the world. It's not allowed for consumption. Unfortunately, this kind of oils still can be found in the market, sometimes even under the label of extra virgin, but this is for regulation and enforcing in each country. This acidity is a free fatty acid. Yeah, it's, I don't know to get into the chemical stuff, but acidity level, it's the acidity from the oleic acid. It's like the free fatty acid, the free fat chains from the oleic acid only. And peroxide value gives you the number of the it's not the percentage, it's the ratio of the oxidation inside within all oils, within all fatty acid, including the polyunsaturated one, okay? But acidity level is the most known, and it's very easy to address. So you mostly find acidity level. In some cases, you will find peroxide value, so I just put it so you know. So non-cold press. So an olive oil. Sometimes you can find it in some countries. It's under the label of pure olive oil, which again seems very nice. Like pure olive oil is a good olive oil. Actually, it's not a very good olive oil. It's a blend of refined olive oil with an air virgin olive oil. Usually, as I said, it's an ordinary oil, meaning it has very high acidity. It has a very strong defect. But if you blend it with refined olive oil, it's okay for consumption. This is so when you see a label says only olive oil with nothing before it, like extra virgin or virgin, please know this oil is a low-quality olive oil. Okay? Yeah, it's did I confuse you or you understand it? You're okay? Yeah. Okay. So then you have refined olive oil, which I already said, I mentioned before. It's an olive oil obtained by a refining method. This refining is using chemical additives. Okay, for extracting the oil, it's very efficient and economical. Okay, because you get all the oil from the olive, including the pit, but you lose all the health ingredients inside the oil. And as I said in the beginning, a blend of vegetable oil and olive oil is not olive oil, and it cannot be called or labeled as olive oil in any country and in under any regulations. So, just before that, no. Would you like to taste some oils? Yeah, great. So I prepared some. So this is the first one. Yeah, everybody got it? Yeah. Okay. So you can see it's completely transparent, but it has almost no hue. Like the color is really pale. Really, really pale. It's not that it's a pale yellow, it's just lack of color. And if you put your nose inside the glass, the cup, and smell it, it has almost no smell at all. No smell. It has a little bit of a vinegary scent. If you just circle it inside them. It's a little bit of vinegary odor, but no fruitiness, nothing. And if you taste it, it feels a bit the same. The vinegary scent but nothing. It's completely flat. Completely flat. This is an olive oil. This is what we just stated. This olive oil. Okay? And again, it has no color. It has no color because of the bleaching process of refined olive oil. And they used ordinary olive oil, which has a strong defect and high acidity. Therefore, it has no fruitiness whatsoever. Okay, so all you get is the slight of the defect that's still inside. Okay, and the flat sense of refined olive oil. Side of the color, which is, by the way, the color doesn't say anything about the oil. But in this case, it has just no color. And this one has. So you can smell it. It's really fresh. You can find a tomato leaf, a green tomato, inside herbs. Okay, and if you taste it, it feels completely different. It has bitterness. It has a slight of pungency in the throat, the spiciness. Okay, those are good attributes in olive oil. The good attributes you're looking in olive oil, an extra virgin one, is bitterness, its pungency, and its fruitiness. If some of this are luck or not exist, you should suspect the oil. Okay, so we're looking for this, things inside olive oil, and this is actually a very good olive oil. So you see the difference. This is from Spain, but you can find all around the world good and bad olive oils. Yeah, I could have brought Italian or Portuguese one or Israeli one. Okay, it doesn't matter. So an olive oil, pure olive oil, is like the health benefits of extra virgin olive oil, and it's not. Pressed olive oil is made by no chemical additives, and cold press has all the components and the ingredients of health and taste, which are the reason for us to buy olive oil in the first place, because it's first we buy it because we like it, and the second because it's really, really, really healthy. It's kind of it's the only recognized superfood in the world, like officially recognized superfood in the world. So I didn't confuse you so much with the classification and categories, and thank you for your attention.